Hey, Gene, Houston.
Go ahead.
Hey, you got a bright, you can cast a tying vote. Which was the best description, the water bag or the clock one?
Oh yeah, now I remember. We got a little, give a little credit on this last one, I guess, to the public affairs, because I don't think Gordo could have thought that one up all by himself.
Very diplomatic.
Considering I was trying to do Charlie's technique step by step, I guess I got to give him a little bit more credit from a gymnastic point of view. That sounded like one of Gordy's aircraft schedules.
Amen.
This is Apollo Control at 63 hours and 9 minutes.
Moving another Saturn V out on the pad.
Jack, we lost all that due to the antenna switch again. Jack, we missed your last transmission.
Gordo, are you listening?
Due to the antenna switch.
You say you got it or you're getting it?
No, we missed it.
Okay, I said you can look right down at the Cape area. That's the Cape that we know in Florida. And a little disheartening because the last time I was up here looking back from this angle. They were moving another Saturn V for another moon trip out on the pad already. But I guess they're working pretty feverishly out there on B.
This is Apollo Control, 63 hours, 11 minutes, ground elapsed time. Charlie Duke was on the spacecraft communicators console for a while there, discussing the clock update description that had been read up earlier by Gordo Fullerton, asking for a judgment on the part of the crew as to whether that description was better than...
Jack, I think Gene was right. You got some probably scattered cloud weather, but not very far away from you. There's a pretty heavy mass of clouds that may be the forerunner of that dry cold front you were talking about yesterday, which I could see stretching over into Sonora, but where it hits the stateside, it's got quite a mass of clouds associated with it. Looks like they're moving in your direction.
Okay, Jack, thanks for the warning.
Clear behind it in Arizona, New Mexico, and maybe southern Colorado. Well, it looks like there may be another front stretching, well, maybe it hits northern Arizona and Utah and up through northern Colorado and on into Canada, trending northeast.
You're calling it right on, Jack. I'm looking at a surface chart, and that's about what we see.
Looks like a low might be developing on that one, a wave up in northern Colorado, although the clouds are a little hard to read.
Roger.
And that was Lunar Module Pilot Jack Schmidt.
Up our zero phase point. About 20 degrees west of Bolivia, our zero phase point, and it is quite a bit brighter than yesterday. It looks as if, and more general, as if maybe the seas have picked up in that region a little bit.
Roger.
Some more real-time weather reporting.
Features is developed, as I've seen, is developed in the south east Pacific, just north of the Ross Sea. And that is a very striking mushroom pattern on a very large scale. It has north-south cloud streamers from the Ross Sea, and when it gets up about the latitude of Tierra del Fuego, but quite a bit west of that land, yeah, it branches out to the east and west in a large mushroom pattern, and it looks like the top of that mushroom may be a curved cold front that's pushing its way up into the southeast Pacific. Currently, the eastern edge of that front is probably 10 degrees longitude from Tierra del Fuego, and it looks like that land is in southern Chile is picking up high clouds, probably associated with that front's movement.
Roger.
I'll get some shots of that next time around. That's a spectacular pattern. You almost get the feeling that the cold air mass moving out of Antarctica streams for a while north-south, and then the cloud patterns change as it starts to migrate. The wind starts to change from east to west. Maybe that's where it encounters the jet stream.
Roger.